I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I'm talking now with Anthony Butler, the executive director of St. John's Bread and Life. Anthony, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us. How are you guys holding up there at Bread and Life?
Pretty well. Power stayed on, so we didn't lose any food, which I was real happy about.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where are you guys located again?
We're located in Bed-Stuy, on Lexington Avenue in Bed-Stuy.
Okay, so yeah. you just made it there. So what are some of the relief efforts you guys are putting forth in the aftermath of this disaster?
Listeners might be interested. We actually were able to open Monday and Tuesday. We did, with the skeleton crew, on Monday we did breakfast and lunch, hot breakfast and lunch for about 650 folks. Then on Tuesday we did hair under 600 meals for people on Tuesday.
Oh, that's incredible. So people without power and people
whose
homes were affected.
Yeah, so we're able, and what we did too is we also gave takeouts. We gave extra meals so they could take home so they could have a meal for the next day if they couldn't make it in.
That's incredible. And what are some of the plans moving forward now?
Right now, I mean, we had a big run, if you will, on our food pantry today because of so many people not having access to this for the last few days. And we're also looking at, in contact with the city, in terms of if they could use our mobile soup kitchen. It went out today to East New York and Williamsburg. We'll go out again tomorrow. We won't be able to go to Coney Island because we can't get down there because roads are blocked. But we have been in contact and are available for any relief efforts that food needs to go out.
That's really great to hear. I don't imagine it's possible to get out to Long Island, right?
No. It's just everything's down. And I mean, I put some feelers out there, but have not responded to. And there's big needs here.
Right.
There is limits to how far we can go, and particularly with the roads being such a mess.
Have you been in direct? Have you seen anybody directly that's been affected? What's their situation like? What's the morale like?
Some of my staff who are living in Lower Manhattan are slightly cranky and slightly unwashed because they've had no power. And so it's been difficult for them. I think people have pulled together. We've had clients come in. There's some damage over on Lewis Avenue where some folks, the roof blew off one of their buildings, and they're now in a family shelter, been looking for food. So we've assisted them. One of the bigger things we've done is some seniors who've come in for the food pantry who just were not able to get out and get food. And respond to that, we've both assisted them here, and we've had delivered some food to their sites, too.
Amazing. Well, we really love the work you guys do
and keep
up the good work. And what can people do to help? Is there a way they can donate directly to St. John's Bread and Life?
They can go directly to our website. That's breadandlife.org, BREADANDLIFE.org, and make a donation there.
Great.
Because it always assists us. And this is putting an additional burden. We did over 3,000 meals today, probably 1,000 more than we've been doing on an average daily basis.
Wow.
And so the demand is up.
Have you logistically seen anything like this before?
No. So I'm doing it by the seat of my pants.
Wow.
Though, I mean, one of the things I had to chuckle to myself, we are emergency food, so we know how to respond in kind of chronic emergencies and long-term emergencies, too, so...
Wow, well, keep up the good work,
Tony.
Thank you. Thanks so much for talking to us, and keep us updated with anything else.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.